Order. Order.
Parliament returned from its fortnight adjournment to hear this announcement about the threat of a swine flu pandemic from the Minister of Health, Tony Ryle.
Mr Speaker, as has been said, this is a time for concern and caution, not alarm.
Quickly reviewing recent events, Mr Ryle said it was important to be clear that there were no confirmed cases of swine flu in New Zealand.
But I am advised that at this point, health authorities are operating as though there is.
The Minister focused on those most at risk.
Mr Speaker, the key public health message is this. People who've been in Mexico or the United States in the past fortnight and have flu-like symptoms should contact their GP or a health professional.
But if you haven't been to Mexico or the US in the past fortnight,
then you should treat any flu symptoms as normal seasonal influenza. Do what you would normally do.
Then some news just to hand.
I've been advised in the past few minutes that later today, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade is upgrading its travel advisory to suggest that people defer non-essential travel to Mexico.
First to take advantage of the right to comment on Mr Ryle's ministerial statement was his Labour shadow, their spokeswoman on health, Ruth Dyson.
This is not a time for any political point scoring when we have such an important issue facing our nation.
Having said that, Ruth Dyson pointed to Labour's efforts to prepare for a pandemic.
We increased the public Tamiflu stocks from around 800,000 to 1.2 million in March 2007, from 20% of the population to 30% of the coverage, a fact which I recall the current Minister of Health criticising at the time. He now understands the importance of that point.
Responses from other party leaders included sharp criticism of TVNZ's reporting from United Futures' Peter Dunn, who said it was important to be vigilant without causing undue alarm or panic.
In this regard, the news media has a very powerful role to play, and I would urge them to think very carefully about how they handle this situation. I do not think, for instance, the sensationalism of Television New Zealand's approach on Sunday evening and again last night is actually helpful in terms of conveying accurate public information but also downplaying an element of public fear and anxiety. I would urge our broadcasters and our news media to take their responsibilities of informing people accurately about what is happening very seriously and not take this as an opportunity to ramp up the way in which they make good television or write exciting newspaper articles. This is an issue that is far too serious than that. We serve our people well when we do the best by them, not try to make more serious a dangerous situation.
But coming to the defence of the media, Mr Ryle said they were not all bad.
The New Zealand media have actually been doing their level best to assist us in providing clear and consistent public health messages to New Zealanders.
The Minister said the media had an important role to play.
And the messages that the media are providing, while there might be some criticism about individual cases, are still fundamental and important to the public health message. And I'd also like to acknowledge members' recognition of our frontline health staff and the work that they are doing. Thank you.
But Mr Dunn had further reason to complain after the Prime Minister, John Key, dragged another branch of the media into an attack he made on Phil Goff in Question Time.
Unlike the Leader of the Opposition, I am actually aware of the co-leader of the Greens' name. I only say that because when he was on 95 BFM and asked about the co-leader of the Greens, he said, Russell, God, oh, I've forgotten his name. Ah, Russell, help me. Who's the co-leader of the Greens? Oh, it's Russell Norman, that's right.
So loud was the shouting that Mr Dunn said he couldn't hear what the Prime Minister was saying.
Before the House rose for the adjournment last time, I raised with you the issue of noise and amplification. What we've just seen was a really good example of the concern that I expressed. The Prime Minister was shouting at the top of his voice. I could see that from the way his facial muscles were contorting. The barracking over here was so loud that it was impossible to hear anything that the Prime Minister actually said.
The Speaker, Lockwood Smith, said he was expecting a report on the sound system later in the day. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.